How will you work with the Western New York delegation on the bipartisan efforts?
I guess I'm going to do my best in talking about spending. I've heard Brian Higgins talk about the need to deal with spending deficits and debt, so I'm going to be the optimist that he concurs that we've got to shore up Social Security and Medicare and deal with the entitlement programs. I mean, I firmly believe we have a spending problem. It's not a revenue problem, but the president may disagree. So I guess we're going to have to see how that plays out, and I'd like to think I'll be as open as anyone to debating issues and compromising where appropriate to get these solutions implemented. I'm going to always do my best and be hopeful and optimistic that we can all work together.
As a Congress leader, how will you avoid the strength and the influence of lobbyists that come to the forefront in lawmaking decisions?
Yeah, Eileen, I think everyone knows that I'm an independent kind of person, and I'll look to anyone to give me advice or counsel on issues. You don't know what you don't know. But, you know, my core values of smaller government, personal accountability, local decisions, fiscal discipline, and serving taxpayers are never going to waver. And lobbyists do play a role in bringing forth information, and you want to make your votes based on as much data as you can get. But at the end of the day, my votes are going to be cast for what's best for the 27th District, our children and grandchildren. And I'm certainly at this stage in my life not going to be anything but independent. I always have been and will continue to be so.
Congressman, you will be serving on the Agricultural and Small Business Committees. Much of your district has a great deal of agricultural in it. How will you help the families and farmers that are in your district with some of their biggest needs?
And I asked to be on those two committees because certainly small business speaks to my background, but most importantly, our biggest economic issue is the dairy farms and crop farmers. So to be on the agriculture committee in the majority, and the fact that our farm bill expired, and while it's been extended for 9 months, we need a new five-year farm bill. So to be able to represent our dairy farmers and crop farmers in the majority as we debate and pass the new five-year farm bill, I think, is very important and something I look forward to. I've already reached out to Dean Norton, who's the president of the New York Farm Bureau, and he is a constituent in the 27th District, and we're going to make sure we've got a cross-section of advisors throughout our eight counties representing all aspects of farming. So again, that we have the right data, to put forth the positions that are most important to the 27th Congressional District.
And you've talked so much about less government and running government more like a business. Do you think that concept can work at all on this national level and federal level that you're now involved in?
Well, Eileen, I would say it has to. We can't keep spending as we have. And I think a lot of things that I got had accomplished in Erie County, the county was effectively bankrupt 5 years ago. The country's in the same shape. And, look at talking about business efficiency in government, which we showed is something that can be done. I can certainly point to a record of success. And, as I said earlier, you do your best every day, and being one of 435 and not the one in charge, which is what I'm more used to, that will be a different role for me to play, but I think I'm up for it.
Congressman Chris Collins, thank you so much. We look forward to talking to you about the many issues ahead in the year.
Okay, anytime. Thanks very much. Happy New Year, Eileen.